Test. Hey guys, it's me. It's check it. I'm at the Tampa Bay Airport still. We got 8 minutes till boarding time. It's 10:30 on whatever the date is. So I'm on Twitter now, checking the trending topics. March 30th. So I'm gonna do that. And then one second. Hey guys, I have someone here who wants to say hi to you. 1 second, please.
Hello, my friends.
What are you doing here in the Tampa Bay Airport? It's your friend Ray. And I'm here looking out at a freeway and a jetway. And away, a friendship here at the Tampa Airport. I'm here with my friend Andrew, and we're about to board a flight. Believe it or not, I'm here in Florida as well, and I'm so happy to see him. I'm so happy to talk to you. It's been too long. He said to Ray, do you want to be a part of an experimental podcast that we'll try to squeeze in between now and a layover in Dallas? I said, my friend, podcast, I would love to be your monster. And he said, no, monsters in a podcast, and I said, no, I'd love to be, I don't want to be a Lady Frankenstein, my friend, but I would love to join you for an airport podcast. After we already had a cup of coffee, my friends. Now I'm sitting here. We have the airport chairs, which is a lovely little airport episode that Andrea G inspired from Austin. I'd like to say hello to all my friends in Austin. I'd like to say hello to all my friends across the world in the United States that say, oh, I love Ray. Well, Ray loves all of you. And it's been too long, my friends. But, I've had my hands full with Gregor. And I cannot talk about that due to what do they call that when it crosses state lines? I don't know. And I said, I don't have. Well, my friends, the judge. I said, judge, and the judge said, you will not charm me, my friend. I said, I'm not trying to charm you. This is how I am every day of my life, my sweet little. You are the best. Your judgment, I'm in your hands, and so is the future, Gregor. But he's not from this world, so you cannot expect him to follow every nook and cranny of your legal system, my friends. But anyway, I'm pleasure to be back here. I'm looking at the airport stanchions. I'm looking at the lovely people here, and I have a wonderful little story to share with you about my friends. And now the people are already lining up for our flight. You know how people tend to do that. It's not time to board our flight. We're in group two. I'm not sure if we're sitting together. I don't believe we will be able to record on the flight. So that would be not a good idea, but we will try to record in Dallas here. But I wanted to check in with you from Tampa Bay. We had this debate. We did not look it up. Is it Tampa or Tampa Bay? I know the team is Tampa Bay, and the bay is Tampa Bay. And someone said, well, San Francisco is not San Francisco Bay, my friends. I said, you are correct. But it is good to be here with all of yous. And we have to go, my friends, in a few short minutes. But I wanted to ease any of your fears, because I know as much as you love Ray, and I mean, it's so easy to love Ray. Scooter, Scooter and Andrew, they're, especially Andrew. But I wanted to let you know, because I checked in. I said, my friend, I need to come out there. I need to check out. I love Florida. And we had a trip here scheduled in the previous time, but then this, family first, have a plan, and be ready to change your plan. And our plan, we'll get into it if we have time at the next layover. But I wanted to tell you that Scooter is okay. He's doing well. His bags under his eyes are bagging into themselves, but he is, you could tell he has had way too much sugar and fatty food. Not so much by, I know he's been running very, very much to care for himself, but he has the, I don't even know, I could just tell because we're friends, close friends can tell. But he has been doing, he's well, his family is, the mental health is, is similar to Scooter's and, variable, I would say. But the physical health of his mother, she's getting better, and we will see what happens with this next round of doctors she needs to talk to. And either they will be able to perform the next thing, or we will move on to the next solution that has not made itself apparent. But we, I know that everyone there is calm, and, it's okay to be afraid, but you don't have to live it. You can live in fear. I don't know this saying, my friends. Ray just says, have a plan. Let's go. Let's see the sun is out today. The blue is in the sky. Soon, we'll be in an airplane flying over the sky drinking a soda or some such thing, a carbonated beverage in the sky. And what could be more delightful than that? And I will be, talking to my seatmates or whatever I will do. I'm watching a young child run through the airport to throw something away. I'm watching people pace back and forth. I'm looking at a shop that sells candy and T-shirts and sweatshirts, and I don't see any shells. Why don't they have any shells for sale? Scooter, go over there. Ask if she... Oh, weren't you going to buy a shell? Oh, Scooter did not get a chance. He wanted to buy something he saw on an old woman, which was an eyeglass holder. He wanted it for a sunglass holder, but he did not purchase that. But let me, one second, my friends. Let me check the time here. Okay, my friends, we need to go because I have to make sure we have a full thing of water. You don't want to take dehydration and use the restroom. And we will hopefully, the next time I see you, will be in Dallas-Fort Worth. Now, this airport here is calm. People are calm. Sitting. There's enough more seats than people buy a long shot. But at that Dallas airport, as I've told you in the past, can be a bit of a lunacy. But we'll see. Maybe we'll record, maybe we won't. But Ray, just in case, Scooter said, well, just in case you're hearing this, it might be mashed together with an older episode. And that's, so here's Ray, here's Ray introducing another episode because we're not here. But hopefully I'll be back to tell you a little tale. But it's so good to hear you. It's so good to feel your ears close to my lips. You have lovely ears, all of you, for hearing and understanding and being open. And, ears are naturally open, my friends. You don't even have to... They say open your ears. They're already opened. So I'm just glad to be... Oh, I missed you so. I missed you so. But I said, Scooter said, Ray, and I said, well, I've got a lot going on here. And I cannot come, the Greg is a two-man operation, and I only have myself to deal with him. And the Travolta estate, oh boy, you would think, what's his wife's name? He's got a lot of children, too, and they always say, well, that Greg, except for the children are now friends with Greg. But that's a whole other story that I'm not illegally, I don't even think I was legally allowed to say that, my friends.
The air side.
I could tell you that. I could tell you. I got to check for my wallet, folks. Do I have my wallet? Hello. Ray has his wallet. Scooter, you have your wallet? Do you have your wallet? He does have his wallet, folks. So that was a TSA announcement. I'm sorry about that. What was I saying? How much I... I was saying things I'm not allowed to say. Oh, Idina Menzel. It's very happily healthy, and anything you hear is just rumors about Gregor and her. Okay, my friends, I will be back to you as soon as I possibly can. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for letting me back into your lives. And it's just relieving for me because, boy, it's been stressful, and I'm not even halfway through this process of extricating Gregor. Believe it or not, if you stand up in a courtroom, as sane as Ray is, and I say, you have no authority over a fantasy kingdom. Luckily, it was not in California, so they couldn't 5150 me, but they said, I demand, and then they say, do we need to bring George off? I say, oh, no, he wants nothing to do with this. This is not the same Ray, not the same, this is the Gregor. don't listen to him when he says his name's Gregor Clegane. It's not. It's the Gregor. And then they say, what's his first name? I say, the Gregor. Oh, boy. Okay, we got to figure out this flight. We'll be back. It's good to see you. It's so good to see you, my friends. And if we're not back in this extra episode, it'll be one of my favorites. He said, pick out some favorites last Tuesday, because he didn't think you would have an episode up last Tuesday. He said, pick out some favorites, Ray, for the folks. And I said, that would be an honor, inside an honor, inside an honor, my honor. And I tried that at the court, and I said, Your Honor, it's my honor to say Your Honor. And she said, stop with the fluffery. You're not even an attorney. And I said, well, I'll be representing Gregor. And she said, this is your trial. Anyway, my friends, I got to get going. I got to fill up my water. Okay, goodbye. Hello, my friends. My friends, we are here at the Dallas-Fort Worth Airport, Scoot and Renai. I am sitting. Oh, the air tram just floated above my head. It drove by my head. Now my belly is full. I remember one time I told you guys about a little bargain here at the Dallas-Fort Worth Airport. That was for a Pizza Hut pizza for under $5. I can confirm they still have that pizza. The soda is a bit more expensive at about $2.62. And then there's a strange value meal, which is it's called a combo meal. But again, I think I warned you this last time. They combine the price of a soda, a pizza, and a breadsticks, and then they just say it's a combo meal. But it's just the prices added together. So again, if you're in it's still a good bargain for a little pizza pie. I had myself a pepperoni pie. And I'm here, I'm ready to kick off the podcast. Our flight is, believe it or not, a little providence, I would say. Our flight is delayed by 30 minutes. So our flight was a little late getting in, and not very late, about 10 minutes. So we have a little time here. It's a little overcast here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Now, my friends, I'm so happy to be able to run a little podcast for you over here. Live from the airports of Tampa and Dallas. When you hear it, it'll be like there was no time. And actually, our flight felt like it was no time at all. We had ourselves a mother. She was a mother of four. She was sitting with Scooter and I, and she was very frightened of flying. And Scooter made me promise across my heart not to mention the podcast, because you know how shy he can be. But I said, you know what, it'll be all right. She was doing the shaking of the knees. She did not like particularly being on the ground in the plane, which I thought was interesting. I did not want to delve any deeper. But we tried different techniques. But anyway, I have to get to this whole Florida thing. So good news, bad news. There will be an adventure here. Hopefully I don't use up too much time with my dilly-dallying. But I'm just here staring at the plane window. It's enjoyable to watch, my friends. But anyway, my friends, Scooter and I, you should know, it's in March now. We had scheduled a trip to Florida, the two of us, I believe it was February, late January, with another one of his brothers and his brother's new wife, lovely new wife, Meredith, his new bride from this summer. And we had said, okay, maybe Scooter's going to see his parents, he's going to see his brother, then maybe we'll go to the Harry Potter land. And then his mother had some medical issues, and those plans soon evaporated. Because Scooter said to me, you know what, Ray, I can't make it. I think he actually, it was an emergency, I don't know, but he said I can't make the trip, but maybe we could schedule it for later in the winter and spring. And then he had scheduled another trip unrelated to this surgery, because his father was performing in the musical MAME, M-A-M-E, MAME, at his little community theater there, which is now I missed the show, unfortunately. Gregor's trial interview, or was that my, anyway, I could not make it to that performance. But he said, I want to see my father's show, I still want to see the Harry Potter land, so I said, let's kind of try to figure that out. And then his mother's surgery came up, and his his plans changed yet again. Now, I already had my ticket out here, but I would not go to every... I would not do something. And I know it's a borderline. Well, you go ahead. You go to here. And Scooter said, well, Ray, do what you like. Yeah, do what you like. And I'm sure he would not have been upset with me if I went to Harry Potter Land without him. But I think I would be remiss to come on his podcast on a trip the two of us were supposed... But anyway, so we did not make it to Harry Potter Land. And then as this situation here developed, he said, maybe we'll go to Busch Gardens and see. And then that did not look promising. But he said, Ray, you know, we'll do something nice. And he said, well, you're already doing something nice, taking care of your family, my friend. Let me come up. We'll eat some lunch. I'll make you a sandwich. And, you know, you go for a run. I'll sit with your mother and your father. I'll tell them whatever they want to hear about you. Whatever, if you want me to say, you're a rotten kid, you're a good kid, you're doing healthy, whatever you want me to say. And he told me, Ray, listen, I got to get out of this house. I'm losing my mind. I can only be so much help. I can only be a helper if I got to do something. And he said, and be honest, Ray, I hear about these springs that are here, natural springs. And he said, I can't get it off my mind. You drive past here to the hospital, there's a spring. You drive past there's a hospital, there's a spring. He said, Ray, I got to get myself. Now, one thing you should know about Scooter, he's a water boy. And I don't mean like bringing water to football players. I mean, he loves the water. He loves swimming in the water. You give him salt water, you give him cold water. I've seen him, he'll swim in anything. He loves being in the water. So he said, I got to get in one of these springs. I got to swim in a spring while I'm friggin' here, you know? And I said, okay, my friend, let's figure that out. And he did some research. I told him, okay, I'm going to drive up to your parents' place. Now, I've seen a few friends, you know, friends I've met over the years, you know, a young lady here, young lady there, an older woman there, you know, stopping and saying hello, having a little dinner. You know, other things that are none of your, you know, mind your P's and Q's, my friends. But anyway, so he said, come on up to my parents. I got an idea. And I said, and then we got in the car. We, you know, we did the whole thing. You know, how you doing? Sat down. I checked in. I had Scooter leave so his parents could talk to me behind his back, that whole thing. But anyway, so then we get in the car. And I say, where are we going? And Scooter says, it's a surprise. And we turn into this place. It's called a Wikiwachi. Now, it's a Wikiwachi. And Scooter said, I'll put it in the show notes because it's not, it sounds, I don't know if it sounds like it spells or spells like it sounds, my friends, but I know one thing this place is famous for is a mermaid show. And I said, oh, well, you know, that doesn't seem an old-school mermaid show in a rundown. I said, that's not really Scooter's style. And I said, are we going to the mermaid show? And he said, one day, Ray, but not today. Today's not the day we're going to the mermaid show. And I said, well, where are we going then, my friends? And he said, we're going for not a canoe ride, a kayaking. He said, Ray, we're going kayaking. I hope you brought your swimsuit. And I said, I have a plan. Part of my plan is to have a swimsuit, so I have my swimsuit. So I will be ready to go. So we drove to the Wikiwachi. Then we drove to a canoe, a place where you rent your canoes, your kayaks, as they say nowadays. A little bit different. We could cover that. And then you get in a van and they drive, you leave your car at the end of the river. And then they drive you to the start of the river, somewhere close to the start of the river, which is in a Wikiwachi Springs Park or Wikiwachi State Park or some sort of park. That is where the mermaids are. Now, we did not get a chance to go to the mermaid show one day, my friends. Maybe I will be talking to you from a mermaid show, but this is not the day. So we go. We're in the van with a lovely Scooter and I, one of his brothers, to be named Nameless. And then a young couple about in their 20s, I would say, possible grad students, a young couple in love, clearly in love. And then we had an older group of three, a couple and then a friend. And we took the van, and the man who was driving the van, very nice man. I did not have a chance to catch his name because it was very hot that day. And this was the day Scooter, you might have heard, he was making a very growling face. He was, under a lot of stress. And so we get in. Now, he said, this guy driving the van looks a bit like one of my cousins. So I said, oh, boy, that's a good sign. Now, this Wiki-Wachi, I guess, is a natural spring river. It empties into the Gulf of Mexico. So those are a couple of things you want to know. I don't know the taxonomy of springs, but I do know. So we take this. We put on the sunscreen. We take the van. We have our towels, swimsuits, hats, a couple drinks. We have some gyros from a Greek restaurant. And we'll probably look like we're straight out of New York. Like, what are you guys doing with all these, you know, styrofoam? You don't bring styrofoam in it. But we said, don't worry, my friend. Bag it in, bag it out, or whatever you say. We're not going to pollute this spring here. And then we get out of the van at the head of close to the head of the spring. And they inspect our bags to make sure there's no alcohol allowed, which I'd say, well, okay, well, I did not bring any, so there's nothing to take. But, you know, if I was in the, you know, with Scooter, we probably would have drank about 500 beers if it was back in the day. Or he would have said, well, I know there's no booze. So I got a little tipsy turtle punch, I think, was one of the things he used to make back in the day. But so after she goes through our bags, we go down to this little inlet or whatever you call it, deposit area. And we're getting into our kayaks again. Now, the difference between a kayak and a canoe and a kayak, because, you know, I remember back when the kayaks were the things you get sealed in and you wear a helmet and a wetsuit and you spin around in rapids. These are the, I think they're called sea kayaks. You just sit on the top of it. Very, very nice, very stable thing. You could get water in there, but there's not a whole lot of places for the water to hide. The plastic, the buoyant. Not terribly comfortable at first, but after a time period, you say, oh, this ain't so bad. You got a place to stow your stuff. No place to stow your dry stuff, so leave your dry stuff in the car. Have a plan. Bring a dry bag or leave it in the car. So we get in there. We stow our food. Scooter's brother was in charge of the food. We said, you're in charge of the food. We're in charge of the drink. We had the drinks. We had sparkling waters. We had the screen, everything. So these guys help us get in, and then we get ready to ship off or set sail, whatever you call it, in a kayak, get the kayak out of there. And we notice, he says, whoa, 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 don't go anywhere. There's a boat coming. I said, whoa, 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 a boat is coming here? It was looked like we were going into a swamp at this point. And then around the bend comes a boat, a pontoon boat, with a tour guide saying, well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Wiki-Waki River. We have a proud tour. And it was a bunch of people, and we give way, hello, hello, people, hello, how you doing? Lovely day, and they were tourists. They must have been from the Wiki-Wachi Park. This must have been a ride at the park through the thing. And the boat went by, and then they said, go ahead, guys. Now, we set loose here, and again, they said, I was not listening to this, but the first young couple, they were off. Now, I'll tell you right now, they were an attractive couple, probably to get a head start so they could have some sex. It would be my guess, but I'm not positive on that one. But I would not blame either one of them. So they get set sail, or get loose, and then Scooter and his brother get loose. Now, I had a little bit of more. I actually set loose first, but I said, whoa, my goodness. I looked down, and this water was crystal clear. And when people say, oh, it was crystal clear, they usually don't know what the hell they're talking about. But this water was, it was spring water. Now, I did not drink any spring water because I didn't want to get ill. But it was beautiful. The sandy bottoms, there was fish. And this was just for the first 2 seconds. And then the other three couple, the couple was the other people, the three, they were in a double thing, and a little bit of busy parties or whatever. They ran into me a couple times. They said, well, what are you doing? And then the other guy with them, he was a quiet guy. And the current of this spring, I don't know if it's altitude or spring pressure, but it was moving swiftly. So it's not like you had to do a lot of work here. And it was just, for the first few moments, it was paradise, my friends. I said, oh, boy, Ray. And the rule was you can't swim for the first 2 miles or some such thing. They said, But the first thing I said is, Ray, you got to get in this water here. You got to feel, you could touch the water. It was refreshing, not freezing, but not, it was refreshing. I mean, probably warmer than refreshing in most cases because this is Florida. The temperature, air temperature was nice, 80 something, I would say. The sun was out and warm, but there's a, this was like, I know a lot of you know I'm a Disney fan, and a lot of people poo-poo Disney or whatever. This was like if you got into the Jungle Cruise, well, but in the real world, that's how it felt. There's trees, no bank, just trees straight up the side of the bank, so not really any place to park at first. But I got to tell you, you see, well, one more thing. So we go a few more feet, and then the boat comes back by, and then they say, oh, this is the, most of these trees here, I'm paraphrasing, of course, my friends, most of these trees here were cut down. These are not the, what do they call, old growth forest is gone here because we're idiots. But they said this one tree here is like a 300 year. So it was one cypress, lone cypress that was there. And there was also some sort of palm.
Right, so for those of you driving to San Francisco,
now, one second, my friend. Our aircraft has just arrived, my friend.
We'll begin boarding as quickly as we can. This is a completely full flight to San Francisco today, and as a reminder for all passengers,
did you hear that, my friends? A completely full flight. So no funny business with your carry-on baggage, she's saying. One second, my friends. Okay, about 10 or 15 more minutes here, folks. So what was I saying? No swimming. Water was refreshing. Oh, old pine palm tree type thing. Palm. That was so old. It was just like sticking out. The it's tough to describe, but beautiful. Wish you could be there. Many dragonflies that I know have been talked about. Florida has these dragonflies of many, all different sorts landing on your skin. Not bothering you, saying, hey, how you doing? Like, kind of like I would not mind being a dragonfly from time to time. Like, hey, how you doing? Nice to meet you. And then flying off again, saying, oh, I love your yellow and stripes. Oh, you are the bluest blue I have ever seen, my friend, with your quad wings. But so many different things, my friends. And then there was fish in the water. Like I said, very clear water. It had, this was another thing I picked up from the tour, because I think it crossed me one more time, the tour boat, sawgrass. There is sawgrass on the sides at different points. A couple times I took my canoe into it, slowed it down a bit. And I was trying to lose the other couple and the guy, but they were going the same pace I was, which was a non-paddling pace at first. I said, well, let's enjoy this thing here. And then I was looking at the trees and the greenery and the lichen or whatever you want to call it hanging from the trees in places. This, the bird sounds, the bug sound. Now, Scooter said, well, maybe I should have brought my recorder, but it could have got wet. And I said, well, you podcast first, you know, sound second, my friend. So that's better that he did not bring it. But maybe next time he will be in a position to say, well, I brought two recorders. Let me see here what happens over here with this. Because he didn't even have his phone. We didn't have our phones, my friends. But so we sit set. Oh, we paddling. And then I catch up with Scooter and his brother. I say, hey, guys, my friends. And then Scooter's brother said, well, we got a long way to go here. He has done it one other time, I believe. And I said, well, you know, what's a... And we looked around. Scooter was... daydreaming and singing, we were paddling a little bit, and finally we lost the other couple. So it was very peaceful, tranquility around every bend, my friends. You would not believe. Oh my goodness, it's tough to describe, but you have a canopy of trees reaching towards each other, and I don't know why. The three of us were just upset. You couldn't believe this water is just chug chug chugging along. You got little fish. You got those long, long, thin fish that look like... you got these long, long, thin fish that look like pipe cleaners. And we're going through this tropical paradise. And now Scooter's brother said, this is paradise, but I have to tell you guys, I'll be honest with you, in the Amazon is many, many more birds, which is a bit disappointing for me. But he said, you don't get this kind of... You know, you don't have to worry about this water. There's nothing really to be scared of. And we said, well, we haven't seen any gators yet. Well, that would be it would be nice to see a gator, believe it or not, but we did not. Another thing we were on our eyes out for was the manatee, the Florida manatee. Florida manatee, I think is what it's called. It's the sea cow, it's known as. And they go up these rivers in the winter I think they give birth and have sex and things. And then they stay warm because the water, I guess, stays about 70, 72 degrees, 75 degrees. But at this point, a lot of people are saying, oh, no, the manatees, they go out to the water's warming up, so they'll go to the Gulf. And they'll do the thing in the Gulf. I don't know if they eat or they raise the young there. I don't know. I'm not a manatee expert, my friends. But we go, and then finally we see the sign that says no swimming beyond this point, which was behind us. At one point, a man came in the opposite direction to canoe. I don't know. He was not a kayak. I don't know. He was not official looking, but he seemed to be a know-it-all. He said something like, I don't know, to Scooter. I can't even remember. And Scooter gave him a look like he was going to drown him. So I don't know if he was with the park or the canoe company, but he moved on his merry way. But my friends, let's see what happened next. Well, so we get past the signs there. And now it's time to find a place to get in this friggin' water. But like I said, there's overgrowth or natural growth on all sides. But then there's sandbars and eelgrass bars everywhere, where the current's carving out the sand, or depending on where it's going. Kind of like Ray. Water has a plan. Get to the Gulf. How it gets there, it says, well, I'll take this path. I'll wear it away. If something falls in my way, I'll redirect. I change my plan. I have a plan. Get to the Gulf. If my way to the Gulf changes, I will change my plan as well. Life lesson. But anyway, my friends, we stop and we say, well, it's shallow enough. Let's just get the hell out of these boats and jump in the water here. And we'll take turns pushing, holding on to it. So me and Scooter, we get in the water. And I guess what you could say, we were frolicking like a couple of mermaids. I don't know if our mermaids known for frolicking, my friends. I'm not sure about that. But we were there was no doubt what we were doing was frolicking and splashing. And the water was so, so refreshing. Your feet were in the sand, the sandy bottom. Now, many rivers, that's one of the downsides to a river is murkiness. And for Ray, strange bottoms. I said, I don't know what I'm going to step on here, and I don't like it. I can't see the bottom. And then on top of it, the bottom's got a bunch of crap on it. What if I step on something I don't want to step on? This bottom was sandy. There was grassy parts, but you said, well, I trust the sand. I don't know, maybe that's a human foible to say, well, I trust the sand, my friends, but I have a plan. Trust the sand. So we were, you know, you were standing in the sand, we were fighting the current, we were diving into the current. And then his brother said, okay, let's go, guys, come on now, over here. So we kept going, and then we went a little while longer, and we saw, I think we saw a couple boys on a jumping off of a very high tree. Now, one of the boys was a bit frightened. And I said, but they were jumping off of trees, and then they swam past us. Now, there were, towards the end of the river, there are houses towards the end of the river. So I would assume, my friends, that they were renting a house or owning a house, you know, a family was renting a house. And I cannot blame them, because it was swimmable water. Now, it was nice to have a kayak, but you could probably have an inner tube for at least this spot. Towards the end, it might not do what you need, though, my friends. But so then we go on, we see these boys. Hey, boys, how you doing? And then they went by us, and then we saw them again jumping. And then we turn this turn, and we see these two people off to the side. Now, I don't want to, make a hero conquest out of this thing, but The other couple and the guy, they passed by, the boys passed by, and there was these two young ladies that were in distress, and Scooter says, then they look like, I don't know how to be polite about it, but they did not look like they belonged in kayaks in the water, which was, one of them had a kayak, was in a kayak, and the other one was out of it, and Scooter said, hey, you guys all right, you need some other, like both of them, before he even finished his sentence, said yes. Now, even as I was observing, I was expecting, oh, no, we're fine. Thank you for asking, but move along. We're just a couple of young ladies here trying to extricate us. I don't know. Maybe they were having lunch. Maybe they were going to the bathroom. Who knows? You know, it's the water. You get in the water, it feels good. You go to the bathroom sometimes. No harm, no foul. Now Scooter's giving me a look because he says, you know, maybe you should keep it in your pants. And he means in your bladder. So I don't know. Scientists send an email, not to me, to these young ladies, because maybe I went to the bathroom, maybe I did not. But what I will tell you, this is my friends, what I will tell you is that they said, yes, can we? And then we realized that one of the boats was full of water. These two young women were stuck. The one, she said she heard a back. And they really weren't adventurers. They said, what the hell? They were from New York's. And they said, what the hell was it? We friggin' wanted this damn thing. As I'm over here. They never told us there'd be this kind of crap. Now, this is just the start of the ride, too, my friend. So we said, well, how can we help you? And she said, oh, my back. Can you call me a motorboat? And Scooter, he must have been in car mode from all his other stuff. He said, hey, let's just help you get in your boat. Let's float to somewhere better. Because it was just not an ideal spot to stop. It was like they just stopped where the water was shallow enough for her to stand. But there was no shoreline where you could extricate yourself and readjust the boat or do anything of that sort. So, sorry, I adjusted the microphone. It might sound slightly different over here. But so they said, oh, no, man. And Scooter, he was so calm, he said, well, you know what, I don't think this is a, you know, park. The only motorboat I saw was a mile or two. You know, we were out of the state park. We were in the middle of nowhere. And he said, we don't have a phone. And, you know, I don't think a motorboat's going to come. And she said, well, they'll come with another kayak and get me. And he said, well, then you'll have to get in back in the kayak. So let's just get you in this kayak. It'll float. Even though it's got water in it, and then you know, we'll help you get to some safety. And took a little bit of convincing and a little bit of strategery, as the president once said, what was that, Colbert? Anyway, to get it into this kayak, and then it started to sink. And I said, Scooter, you're wrong here. And he said, oh boy, we're gonna have to get the water out of this thing. I don't know how we'll do it. And now his brother, God bless his soul, he said, oh, look at this bendy tree. Well, it was in the water, bending over the water, thin a tree. He said, just push the kayak on the tree, and the tree will give us a lever, and we'll empty the water on the tree, which worked. I was like, the two of them did it. I said, I can't hurt my back over here. And they got the water out. Now, in the time they did that, the woman was having second thoughts. She was like, oh, no, I can't get in the kayak. Oh, yeah. My back hurts. Now, my opinion is that she was faking it. Scooter, he was not, he was saying, oh, ladies, come, you know, it's going to be okay. You know, you're going to be fine. He said, I'll tell you what. He said, there wasn't a good spot. He said, why don't you climb up here on the bank and get it? Now, they were definitely from New York. They said, oh, no. We're not going anywhere near those woods. Not even one step into anything that's grassy, or there's bugs or anything that's going to get after us. So no. So he said, okay, guy, hold on to the back of my kayak. I'll paddle you to safety, my dear. And he was, I was like, oh my goodness. And this was not like this was two mermaids that he was saying, oh, let me make some moves on these babes and try to pretend to help them so I can, you know, score me some, whatever. He was just doing this to help them because they were, they did not belong in the outdoors, and they weren't exactly polite either, but they were in desperate needs. So she's holding onto the back of his kayak, and he's paddling down, and then we're holding onto her kayak, and then we get to another place, and Scooter says, this is the spot here, lots of No grass to scare the girls, a nice incline. There was no shoreline, but there was like shallow, ankle-deep water. And he said, I want you to stand up there. And then we calmed her down again, and we said, okay, you know, just get in your kayak, stay in the middle. You know, Scooter told her, you know, stay in the middle. She said, I'm going to flip. He said, no, just stay in the middle. Let the current carry you. The current was very strong. You don't have to do any paddling except adjusting. Just do that. You're going to be fine. We'll be behind you a little bit. We're going to stay here and swim for a bit. And then, you know, if you run into another problem, we'll be behind you to help you. And then they set off, and they were swearing, oh, boy, is it bullshit, you know, this garbage. We can't believe we did this. We paid good money for this crap. They didn't tell us, which was, I don't know who took their money. They should have said, you know, are you sure about this kayaking, girls? It's like 6-7 miles. And while the current's good, if you can't steer a kayak, I don't know. I just see kayaks, you know, it makes sense. Some people are not cut out for kayaking. They'll get stuck in a branch that 99% of the population could extricate themselves from. But they can't, and it's not a judgmental thing. You just say, you're not cut out. You shouldn't be kayaking. Very, very simple thing, my friends. So anyway, after that, my friends, they set off and we swam again because it was a great spot for swimming. Oh, boy. And then they set off, and then we caught up with them after a little while, and they had pulled off to a private park. The first sign of civilization we came across was a park. It was, you know, not trespassing, private park. But they had gotten off, and there was a couple there with the son. I don't know if they were members of the park or they were just there. You know, they looked like they could have been customers of, what was his name, you know, Walter White, whatever, Siegfriedio, or whatever he called himself, the great Siegfriedio. And we're going to be getting boarding, my friends. So I will be back soon, probably on the bot to finish this story for you. Thank you so much. Full flight, my friends, but I have an aisle seat so my bladder can do whatever it pleases. Hello, my friends, hello. I am talking to you once again from Dallas-Fort Worth Airport. Unfortunately, it's about 3 hours after our last conversation, and our plane did not take off. We had a mechanical difficulty, and they made us sit for a while, and then we sat again for a little while longer. And the delay became a longer delay, and they said, well, we can't get this thing quite going. We'd rather be safe than sorry. And then, believe it or not, he said, well, we're working on getting you another plane, which sounded like a load of garbage to your friend Ray and to your friend Scooter. Somebody's flight to LaGuardia has moved, but we're the next flight out of this gate. Anyway, my friends, where was I? We're moved. And they said, we're going to get you another plane. They actually got another plane, which I believe it does not usually happen. Usually they say, don't make any fuss, we'll get you another plane. And then they say, oh, by the way, we did not get you another plane, so you have to make another. But anyway, we'll be late. One thing I've observed, my friends, is that this airport is changes a lot of gates. So if you come to this airport, I don't remember this in the past, this might just be a current situation, you're going to be walking quite a bit. For the gate we were supposed to take, Scooter and I changed gates. This would be the fourth change in the gates. And this is Scooter's second canceled flight, more or less. But anyway, my friends, when we last left off, we were in a beautiful world. So let's return there. Ray can return you there. There's a sandy bottom. There's water, 72, 276 degrees, crystal clear. The picture of refreshment. Now, one thing we were talking about on this little journey we were on is the fact of the matter was you could be anywhere in the world. It was so beautiful. You say, well, we could be in Florida. We could be in Mexico. We could be in Thailand. We could be in Hawaii. We could be in the beauty of Slovakia. We could be anywhere, my friends. But we were in Florida. We were in Wichita Springs. And we were there's a little piece of the sun, the sky, the bugs, the birds, the fish. The eel grass. Was that no sawgrass? It was a little slice of heaven, my friends. And now we had rescued assisted the young ladies, and then we set off once again after we saw them to safety. And we just continued enjoying ourselves, and then we came across the young couple from earlier, and they were frolicking in the water, the two of them. I don't know if they were refreshing themselves after a passionate session of love making, either in a kayak or on the beach, but it was clear her hair was down, her cheeks were. It was Ray said, "Oh boy, I wish I had myself somebody other than Scooter." That wasn't like those lunatics we had to rescue, but anyway, that's besides the point. Who knows in Florida, you really don't want to be taking your clothes off in Florida, because the laws there are insane. Let me tell you what they're doing with the Gregor. And I said, he wasn't even in your state, you can't prosecute him, he wasn't in your state. So we're here, we're in this beauty. I want you to take a little journey with me, just in case this whole airport thing. I mean, Ray's not stressed. Scooter's not stressed. He said, "Well, I got groceries coming at 8 o'clock to my house. You think we'll be back by then?" And I said, "I don't know, my friend, but that could be interesting." So he said, "Yeah, it could." But anyway, my friends, just picture yourselves cool water, warm sand. You're sitting there. You just saw a young couple in love. And now you're on a little beach. We discovered a little beach. We started to see some houses, beautiful launch houses. Now I said to myself, I would love to live on a spring. And I'm sure many people thought the same thing, because they were living on springs, my friends. And it was a lovely little beach there. And we rode up to the beach. We had ourselves our gyros. We had some salsa water. Some feta fries. They had fries with feta and a little dip there. If I could do it again, I'd have a cold cut sandwich, my friends, because a gyro that has been in a container for about 2 hours now, and the temperature, there was something about it. It was good, but not there's something about it felt a little devious, my friends. But anyway, what I'm getting at is at some point our tale has to come to a close, as hopefully this journey is about to come to a beginning of a close for Scooter and I. And our journey, I said to myself, well, it's been nice, because then as we went along, we had more beauty and more boys swinging on rope swings and more swimming and more possible going to the bathroom in the water. But I cannot be admitting to myself, but it was possible other people did. And more relaxing and bird watching and dragonfly watching.
Please check in.
Just a joyous celebration of the springs. You say, "Why? Well, I love you. I love you, Wiki Watch. I love you, springs." And then we had forgotten about, we said, "Oh, well, we're almost to the end here," because the current started to lessen. The population started to pick up as you get further and further away from the park, became more developed. Not overly developed, mostly older houses, cabins, camps. Some were being remodeled, but not all of them. And it was like, well, it felt a little, it took a little of the shine off the diamond, so they say. And then we got we went around a long bend, my friends. It was a Christian summer camp or something. And we were looking at that, because they had the old tetherball court and they had a little picnic pavilion. But you couldn't see much else. And we were sitting there saying, and then Scooter's brother said, "Hey, how about one more swim, guys?" "Well, how about, what do you say, one more swim?" Because there was a little place to park your boats by the Christian camp and a... there's shallow water and then there's deep water. Where's the current? Now, one thing about this current, my friends, is if you're in the center, the deepest part of the water, you're not in any danger. But you could go against the current. It was really strong, not in a fun way where you're swimming. You're like, I'm just keeping pace. So we were doing that and we were jumping in and jumping out of the deeper part and laughing, and then. Scooter's brother, I think he lost his contacts, and he was floating on his back, my friends. And I said to him, my friend, I think there's a manatee under you. And he looked at me, because I said it in that way, because I said, whoa, in my head, I said, whoa, there's a manatee under him. And he, I don't know if he didn't hear me, or so I said, Scooter, there's a manatee under your brother, a manatee. And he looked, he said, oh. But again, we wanted to be, it wasn't scary, but we didn't want to frighten his brother or the manatee. And then I said, hey, there's a manatee under you, don't, like, stand up on the manatee. And he still thought we were giving him a little kidding, and then he swam to the side and he looked down. And I can tell you what I saw, what he saw, what suited us. It was a manatee about the size of one of us, about 6 feet long, probably weighing at least 500 pounds. And it saw us, and it knew we had to, we were people of gentle hearts. It swam right up. It was majestic, my friends. It swam right up to us. It looked at us. It swam away. Then it came back again. It was sniffing Scooter's feet. It particularly liked Scooter. I don't know if that was because of the sleep podcast or what it was, but it would swim away and swim back. Now, I don't know if you've ever seen a manatee. It has a big flat tail, almost like a beaver's tail, but part of its body in all one color. It looks a bit like a sea elephant, I would tell you. And it's, you'll have to look at a picture. Very beautiful creature in its own unique way. And it was just, oh, we were there. It was so nice. And we were just watching it swim. And then we were jumping in the water. It wasn't exactly swimming with us, but it was not scared. And it was, oh, boy. And then some other people came that we would not, we had passed them earlier. And we said, hi, how you doing? That was about it. And then my friend, they said, hey, what are you guys doing? We said, there's a manatee in here. And they said, oh, wow. And then someone said, that's a baby manatee. And we said, a baby manatee? That thing's humongous. And they said, its mother must be right around the corner watching you guys, keeping an eye on you. And we said, really? And then we watched some other people came that had never seen a manatee just like us, and they were just tickled pink, and people were swimming by it. And then the woman said, oh, that's a baby manatee. She was ahead on her kayak. And she said, look over here. The mother's down here. And I tell you, it was about the size of a car. She was as long as a car. We could see her surfacing and breathing in her mammalian style. And then we walked over to her, and she was in the eelgrass eating. And she started eating right up to our feet again. And she was eating at our feet, and she was saying, oh, hello, I'm eating here, and I'm watching my baby, and these other people are near my baby. And she hung out, and then she said, well, you know what, I'm going to go check on my kid. And then she dashed off, and I touched her. I touched her back. It did feel a bit like an elephant. She did have some motorboat scars from where she was hit by a motorboat or some such thing, but they had healed up quite nicely. And then she and her little baby swam off. And then two more manatees came along swimming in pursuit. They looked like they were adolescent size. And then that was the highlight of it. And the manatee moves. And then the rumor is, and then I didn't hear this time, is that manatees are possibly what men thought mermaids were, because they have a tail. They're mammalian, so they're somewhat humanoid in the styling. And they move very gracefully and slowly. I can't see the confusion myself, but I could say if you're really bored a mermaid's under you, he'd say, no, that looks like an elephant-type creature. So, but it was moving like a dream. And so I want to, close out this tale with you just picturing a creature that is long, cartoon-like. Now, Scooter even told me he wrote a screenplay, and there's a manatee in the screenplay, a cartoon manatee. Not his screenplay's not a cartoon, but there's a reference to manatees in there. So I think we're getting ready to board, my friends, but I want you to just picture a manatee with its flat tail, its slow movement, gentle, and you're there, you're in the warm water, You're moving. The water is a perfect temperature. The air is a perfect temperature. Whether you're drinking water or breathing air, it is the definition of refreshment and relaxation. You are surrounded by clean water, which is H2O, so it contains the oxygen, you know, in some sense, in a, you know, some sense that you need. And you're boarding a trip down a river so slowly, so gently, and so wonderfully. Respite is yours, gentle flowing down a river so gently, so bubbling. Not a lot of bubbling in the spring. Though if you step, they say it's sulfur, and that might be what the manatees like. I smelled sulfur when we were helping the girls. I didn't know if it, first I said, well, there's someone to pass some gas, but then I realized when you step in the mud, it releases that smell. So, and actually, I would say if Scooter or I have to return to Florida, there will be more springs in our future. Much more springs. So much more springs in our future. So much more gentle flowing water to carry you off to an experimental sleep. Who would have thought so gentle the delays in our flight would bring you? And I will soon be asleep on my flight, my friend. I tell you that my head will be on Scooter's shoulder. Possibly. He doesn't have much of a bosom. His chest is, svelte man. So myself is as well. Maybe my seatmate will be a bosomy male. Or, old girlfriend of mine or some such thing, so I could rest on that. So that's it, my friends. As I rest, you will rest. And the manatee, they can rest there for so long at the bottom of the water, just refreshing, just relaxing, as I want you to do now. Your friend Ray, so glad to be back with you. I'm glad to be with Scoot. I'm back. Glad to be helping. And say hello, my friends. Next time, I won't be so long because I have this whole thing with Gregor. It'll take me another while to sort out. And hopefully neither one of us will be doing any serious time. But, things will be fine, as they always are. Have a plan. Adjust your plan. And stay calm. That's your plan. Stay calm. Adjust your plan. Go with the flow of the water. The life is a spring, my friends. Good night.